morning's message, as I said before, is from that Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like a crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. And then, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you, dear friends in Christ. Sometimes something happens, and it changes just about everything. December 7th, 1941, the day that will live in infamy, changed everything. For a lot of us, you know, September 11th, 2001, everything changed. Maybe even more personally, your first child changes your life. Your second child changes your life again. And if you're lucky enough, with your life changes with each child after that. The reading from Isaiah 35 really gets at this reality. In a way, Isaiah is saying that when God comes to save, everything changes. Everything changes. That verses that I read just a few moments ago, we see that creation is actually changing here. Isaiah talks about the land. It's a wilderness. It's a desert. It's inhospitable and it's dangerous. It's a place where things just don't grow. But when God comes to save, creation is going to change. It's going to be luxurious and green. Grass is going to grow. The ground's going to be covered with a carpet full of flowers. Isaiah compares it to Carmel, Sharon, and Lebanon, which are always noted for their beauty. I imagine it'll be like a change from winter into spring, when all the flowers start coming up and the grass starts to get green once again. And I don't know about you, but spring brings with it that feeling of, you know, you feel lifted up a little bit, joyous and excited once again. So Isaiah here is picturing creation changing when God comes to save. And then he goes on to talk about people who have weak hands, feeble knees, and anxious hearts. They're dismayed, they're discouraged, and despairing. Others are blind and deaf. Some can't speak, some can't walk. But when God comes to save, the weak, the discouraged, and the despairing are suddenly strong and courageous once again. And people see and hear and shout for joy and dance once again. It reminds me of those videos of, I don't know if you've ever seen these videos on Facebook of the young child who actually is hearing for the first time. Maybe the parents got some surgery. And you see them on Facebook every once in a while. And when that child hears his mother's voice for the first time, the face just lights up. And this big, huge smile is on there. I mean, it's suddenly, the face just lights up with joy. Or maybe the woman who had been colorblind gets this special pair of glasses, and all of a sudden the whole rainbow of colors is available to her. Tears flow down her cheeks. See, when God comes, everything changes in a person's life. And then what Isaiah talks about is a highway. Back then, most of the highways were kind of like the trails up on the mountains over here. Maybe the Pacific Crest Trail, which is fairly well marked out, but it's not much more than a trail, okay? They were dangerous. Wild animals could attack you. Thieves and robbers could hide and steal from you. And then everything changes when God comes to save. The road becomes a highway of holiness for the redeemed to travel on in safety. Those who have been ransomed no longer have to fear being on that road. They're going to arrive at a destination, and they're going to travel together. So instead of fear and danger, they're going to be rejoicing with praise. Basically, Isaiah says that when God comes to save, everything changes. Joy is going to fill the land. Joy will fill people's lives. But really the question is, when is this going to happen? When does God come to save? Well, I want you to picture a manger in a stable in Bethlehem. Now, at that time, you'd probably find a few of those in this small town of Bethlehem, a few of these mangers in a stall, in a wherever. But one evening, a child is born, and his name is Jesus. Now, when you translate the name Jesus, it actually comes from the root, the Hebrew word, that means to save. So Jesus actually means he saves. So in that manger, which was once just an ordinary stable, everything changes just because Jesus was born in that manger. Emmanuel, another Hebrew word that means God is with us. It's a night of joy and praise in the world because God has come to save. So when Jesus grows up during his ministry, he meets people, and when he comes into their lives, everything changes. Everything changes. A man who's born blind, who's never been able to see, meets Jesus, and he can see. Once I was blind, he says, but now I can see. And there's more. He now worships Jesus. Joy and thanksgiving are filling his heart. A woman who's caught in adultery, another one is a prostitute. Jesus comes into their lives, and everything changes. The prostitute weeps at his feet, drying the tears with her hair. The one caught in adultery goes away without condemnation, and she's told to sin no more. There's a man who's paralyzed and can't walk. His friends let him down through a roof in a house. Jesus gives him his legs back, and he can run and jump once again. And even more than that, his sins are forgiven. So do you see now what happens when God comes to save as Jesus? Everything changes. Everything. Of course, then as Jesus' earthly ministry comes to an end, he comes to save in the most gruesome of places. The cross was a horrific place to die. It was a horrific death. But now, of course, take a look. You know, how many crosses do we have in our church? How many do we wear as jewelry or as necklaces or earrings or things like that? I mean, we call it Good Friday when Jesus dies on that executioner's cross. And we do it all because when he's hanging on that cross, everything changes. Everything changes. Instead of judgment and death, now what we have is forgiveness and life. Then we head to the graveyard where there's this tomb. Now, a tomb back then was closed, and a body stayed put. But not with Jesus. That's not what happens. With Jesus' tomb, everything changes. The stone rolls away and life bursts forth again, including the life of creation God has given in this world. Creation that is groaning under everything that devastates our land is simply waiting for the day when Jesus comes back to save it fully and completely. Jesus will indeed make it new once again. The resurrection of Christ is proof positive that when Jesus comes to save on that last day, all of creation is going to be renewed. And yes, rejoicing will be heard. More personally, when Jesus comes into your life and my life, well, everything changes for us too. Absolutely does. Think about the baptismal font. Just a little bit of water, but when you add to it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Jesus is there. The child who was born sinful is forgiven. The child who needs Jesus is welcomed into his arms. A child is brought into a family called the church. Pastor, of course, tells this story, and you've probably seen it many times, about when his first daughter was baptized. He was saying he was a new pastor at the church, and this is one of my professors at seminary. He said that when he was a new pastor at the church, the congregation got a real big kick out of the baptism. You know why? Not because of anything special he did. It's because from the moment his wife brought the child up to be baptized, that his daughter screamed and screamed and would not stop screaming. Her cries, though, didn't take away from the moment. Absolutely not. He dipped his hand in the water. He spoke the words, "In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And that day, his daughter became a child of God, welcomed by Jesus, forgiven, and a part of the church. So no matter how much she screamed, it was still a joyous day, a wonderful day. So when you have those days, when maybe you're discouraged or disappointed or dismayed or disheartened or even despairing, I invite you to think back to your baptism. Maybe you don't remember it, but you know you were baptized, and you are baptized. See, it's when everything changed in your life. You became a child of God. Jesus came to save you personally and me. That's what he does in baptism. We become children of God in our baptism. Jesus comes to save. Rejoice in that gift. Or maybe even think about the Lord's Supper that we celebrate today. We come up here, we get a little bit of bread, a little bit of wine, a sip of wine. But it's more than that. You see, Jesus is here. He is present. And he comes right into our lives. The words that we often use with the Lord's Supper are forgiveness, life, and salvation. Every time we come forward, everything changes once again. We're forgiven. We have eternal life, and Jesus has come to save us. And we rejoice. We come in joy, receiving what Christ has for us. Or even open his word. You know, it's not just words on a page. You see, Jesus comes to us through those words. He gives us his Holy Spirit to build us up, to encourage us, to strengthen us. "Cast your cares on me," he promises, "for I care for you." So when we're struggling or hurting or grieving, we get to hear from Jesus, and he comes to save. Now, about the highway, okay? We're on our way to an eternity of joy, thanksgiving, and praise with Jesus. But we're not traveling all by ourselves. We're traveling with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a throng of people, if you will, marching to our heavenly destination in safety and security because of Jesus. We're the redeemed, the ransomed in Jesus. You see, when God comes to save in Jesus, everything changes. Everything changes. He came a long time ago in a manger, on a cross, and out of an empty tomb. Everything changed when God came in Jesus. Joyous good news from long ago happens to us today. And God still today comes to save in Jesus at the baptismal font, at the Lord's table, and in his word. Jesus comes to us with forgiveness and life and salvation. And everything changes, and brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I rejoice. In his name, amen.